Hello and good evening and welcome to another episode of Soldiers of the Lights Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Today we're still working on that series, Facing Life's Difficulties. And today, if I had to give today a title, today is going to be called Being Thankful When the Going Gets Tough. Now, I'm going to be reading from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, but our main text is going to be coming from verses 17 through 18. Now, let's jump right into this because, you know, by the grace of God, God always has a word when we're facing everyday life's difficulties. And I believe that Habakkuk could give a great illustration, and it's going to be reading, and I'm going to be reading, like I said, from chapter 3, verses 17 through 19 in the NIV version, and it reads, it says, though the fig trees do not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fail, or olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord and I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and he enables me to go on the heights. May the Lord bless the reading of that word, you know. Let me just give you something here. You know, the prophet Habakkuk, born probably six centuries before Christ, struggled with the injustice of the Chaldean regime over the Jews. His ministerial dilemmas paralleled the perplexities of the layman's Job. He lived in a day of violence and apostasy and a pandemic. Parade of injustice marched past Habakkuk's ministry. Like Moses at the burning bush and Isaiah in the Jerusalem temple, God did not fail to speak to Habakkuk in a time of deep hurt. You know, the symbolism of our text cannot even be overlooked. You know, the fig tree represented the prosperity. When the fields produce no food, people starve. No sheep or cattle in the pen meant no control over the animals. Habakkuk could not have been become embittered. He might have endured the injustice with the stoic passivity, but yet he discovered that sometimes, even the worst of times, may God's time for us, in that time, maybe God's time for us to draw close to him. But what did Habakkuk discover he could do in a difficult day, right? Now listen, there's three things that he did, you know, despite the fact of the devastation. You know, when you look at verse 17 through 18, it talked about the crop failure and the death of animals and would devastate Judah. But Habakkuk affirmed that even in the times of starvation and loss, he would still rejoice in the Lord, you know. Without saying, Habakkuk's feelings were not controlled by the events around him, but by faith in God's ability to give him strength. When nothing makes sense and when trouble seems more than we can bear, remember that God gives us strength. If we take our eyes off our difficulties and look to God, you know, things can be surely beautiful, and God can get us through things in the meantime. Now listen, when I come to that first point about, you know, the fact that Habakkuk had three things in mind, right? When you think about this, you know, the first one is the fact that he took a moment to say that he would rejoice in the Lord. Now the Hebrew word translated rejoice means to exalt. It does not suggest that one jump up and shout for joy when hurting. It means that when we are climbing out of the valley of despair or the valley of the shadow of death, we must not lose sight of God and really fear no evil. Often people start a spiritual journey but lose their joy because they have lost sight of the objective. We must keep our eyes on the summit of the Christian life. Jesus Christ, Habakkuk realized that he had to focus his attention on God. The battle he now faced might be difficult, but the war had been won, and that created more thanksgiving in his heart. You know, another thing, you know, one of the other things is that he found reason to be joyful. You know, when he noted that to be joyful over his Savior. Habakkuk noted, he said, I will be joyful in God, my Savior. When people fill a stadium, right? And they become quite excited, even ecstatic in their enthusiasm over the sporting event. We see this as normal. Yet, when someone expresses exhilaration about faith in God, we call that person a fanatic. Have we forgotten the words of Jesus? I have told you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Right? Habakkuk learned to be thankful for his Savior, giving thanks to God for his salvation and helped him to overcome the difficulties. Now listen, when going back to that verse, right, verse 17 and 18, you know, when he talked about, he said, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord and I will be joyful in God my Savior. He found a reason to rejoice. Now, you know, the thing about the thing is this, you know, God will give us his followers sure-footed confidence through difficult times. They will run like deer across rough and dangerous terrain. And at the proper time, God will bring about his justice and completely rid the world of evil. In the meantime, you know, sometimes God just needs his people to live in the strength of his Spirit and confidence in the ultimate victory over evil. Now, when we go back into the simple fact that, you know, he learned to be thankful for his Savior and giving thanks to God for his salvation, it helped him, right? It helped him to be excited. It helped him to be joyful when he faced difficulties. Now, another point is the simple fact is that Habakkuk received the strength of God, right? Inner strength sustains us in times of trouble. Habakkuk saw God as his strength. The word used by the writer means strong, firm, and durable. The type of strength that will enable us to run like a deer or climb to new heights like a wild sheep. We need to claim God's power for our lives. Now listen, I leave you with this. You know, Habakkuk learned a concept that the Apostle Paul would write about many years later. He said, Paul said, the just shall live by his faith. 500 years ago, the profound truth of living by faith changed the heart of a priest who became a mighty man of God, not by his own choice, right? Martin Luther led a reformation in rediscovering biblical faith. Perhaps sometimes we need a reformation of faith today. Let's begin by learning to be thankful in times of difficulty and need and to live by faith. Listen, you know, one of the things that to note, the director of music was to be used when this passage was sung as a psalm in a temple worship. When Habakkuk wrote this, right? You know, he was writing this in a moment of sovereignty, okay? And he was, you know, there were string instruments, you know, of the simple fact. I can only imagine the atmosphere of worship, the atmosphere of looking to God to be his strength, right? Now, you know, it's interesting that in verse 19, Habakkuk had asked God why evil people prosper while the righteous suffer. And yet God's answer is they don't. Not in the long run, okay? Basically, God was saying, you know, hey, listen, let me show you something here. And Habakkuk saw his own limitations into contrast to God's unlimited control of all the world's event. Yet, okay, God is alive and is always in control of the world and its events. We cannot see all that God is doing, and yet we cannot see all that God will do, but we can be assured that He is God and will do what is right. Knowing this, my friends, should give us confidence and hope in this confusing world that we live in. You know, I've learned a lot of things. And it's funny because earlier, you know, I begin to look at my life and look at circumstances and things as to maybe why some things aren't happening and why things are so difficult for me. But yet, in thinking, my friends, I had to sit back and, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, right here, right now, I'm thankful. And my heart rejoices in the necessary steps that God is taking me and the direction that God is continuing to move me forward. Yes, am I facing calamities and every type of thing in this day that comes through this nation that is invading our mindset and the enemy that is trying to keep us off focus from the things of God by creating difficult moments? Absolutely. I go through the same struggles as everybody else does. I am no different than you or the next person. But however, I can promise you this, that by the grace of God, God always will do right what is right. And the simple fact that He is alive and in control of every step. He goes on before us. He is running ahead of us. And He already sees the outcome of what might happen or what could happen. And by the grace of God, He's already prepared the way for us to overcome. All we need to do is step in it and rejoice and be glad in that moment. I don't care what you're going through. In life, we're going to face those difficulties. If you think that everything in your life is going to be peachy king, you're only fooling yourselves. Because every day that you wake up, you're going to be forced to face some type of difficulty, whether it be on our jobs, in our family lives, in everyday living. When we step out to even go to the grocery store, there's going to be some type of difficulty that's going to come and get us off our guard. And all I can say is that just trust in God. You know, Habakkuk prayed, and he prayed a good prayer, you know, and the simple fact is when he simply said this, "The sovereign Lord is my strength, and He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights." Listen, it don't get no better than that. My heart sings every day, somehow, some way, when I'm faced with everything, when the enemy gets me off guard and gets me off track or gets me off base, and I'm faced with difficulties of everything, you know, I'm reminded of the sovereignty and the power of the God that we serve. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You right now. Lord, we ask, before we even approach Your throne, to even begin to express the difficulties that we may face, Lord, we ask right now that You will forgive us and remove those things, Lord, that is not like You, that is keeping us off guard or keeping us from connecting to the right channel that leads directly to You through the power of Your Holy Spirit. Forgive us, Lord God, for those sins. Forgive us, God, for the things that we may have said. Forgive us of the things that we may have thought. Forgive us of the things that we may have seen and given into or compromised or find ourselves compromising to. Forgive us of those things. Because, Lord God, we want You to walk with us in those difficulties. We want You to help us face those difficulties head on and know that You are leading us by the power of Your hand. As You take our right hand, Lord, You are leading and guiding us in those directions, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that You will continue to give us strength to face those difficult things in life. For Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, we call these things so. I pray for those under the sound of my voice, touch and bless them in every area of their lives. Father God, I decrease so that you can increase. And I say the same for my believers under the sound of my voice. May we decrease so that you can increase in us what needs to be done. Decreasing, Lord God, to remove those things that is not like you, but increasing to become the salt and the light of this world. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. I pray. Amen, Father, amen, Son, and amen, Holy Ghost. Listen, God bless you. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. God bless you, and I will see you next time.